South Korea weighs seizing crypto straight from self-custody wallets. South Korea is reportedly preparing rules that would let authorities seize crypto held in self-custody wallets, a step beyond the exchange account freezes the country has used for years. The development was flagged in an August 15, 2026 post from crypto news account Bitcoin News, which described a proposal aimed at reaching assets that sit outside regulated intermediaries. Details remain thin at the time of writing, and no final legislative text has been confirmed, so treat the specifics as a reported proposal rather than settled law. The distinction matters. For most of crypto's regulatory history, government collection efforts have leaned on the choke points, exchanges, custodians, and banks that hold customer funds and answer to subpoenas. South Korea's tax authorities have already used that route, pulling assets from delinquent taxpayers' exchange balances. Reaching into a non-custodial wallet is a different problem because there is no intermediary to serve. The coins move only when someone signs with the private key. The gap between an account and a key, a self-custody wallet, is not an account a regulator can debit. It is a key pair. Whoever controls the private key controls the funds, and the network has no concept of a court order. That design is the entire point of spending from your own wallet. No third party can freeze, claw back, or block a transaction. A seizure regime aimed at those wallets has to solve for that reality in one of a few ways. It can compel the holder to sign a transfer, backed by penalties for refusal. It can seize the physical device or recovery phrase during an enforcement action, or it can pressure the on and off ramps a person needs to turn crypto into spendable money, which loops back to exchanges and card issuers anyway. Each path carries its own legal and practical limits, and the reporting so far does not spell out which one the proposal favors. The trade-off for self-custody card users. Self-custody spending has become a real category, not a niche. Cards from providers like Ether.fi and other non-custodial options let users spend directly from wallets they alone control, settling on-chain rather than through a custodial float. The appeal is counterparty risk avoidance. If a custodial provider fails, the FTX and Wirecard precedents show balances can be frozen or lost. Holding your own keys removes that failure mode. A rule that lets a government reach into those same wallets reframes the trade-off. Self-custody still protects against provider insolvency. It does not, on its own, protect against a state that has your identity, your device, or your cooperation as leverage. For holders in South Korea, the practical takeaway is that custody choice is one variable among several, and the legal environment around it is shifting, confirmed, unconfirmed, and worth watching. What is reported, a proposal exists and targets self-custody holdings. What is not confirmed, the enforcement mechanism, the threshold that triggers a seizure, whether it is limited to tax debts or extends to broader enforcement, and the timeline. Those blanks are the whole story. A rule that only formalizes seizure of a convicted tax evader's known wallet is narrow. A rule that asserts a general power to compel key disclosure is far broader. South Korea has been an aggressive mover on crypto policy, from real name trading accounts to strict exchange licensing, so a serious push here would fit the pattern. It would also echo a wider global question about how far seizure power extends when the asset lives on a public ledger and the key lives in someone's head. For now, the responsible read is to watch for the actual bill text. Holders should not overreact to a headline, but they also should not assume self-custody is a legal shield it was never designed to be. The technology protects your keys from other users and from failed intermediaries. It does not rewrite the law that applies to you.